General Ahmed Alwani had no need of an alarm clock. The moment the dawn prayer was called, he'd wake up of his own accord. He'd lie on his back in bed, eyes open, repeating the words of the call in a whisper, then rise and go to the bathroom, where he'd quickly perform his ablutions, comb his black hair, carefully dyed, apart from two thin white streaks of equal length that he left, one on each side, then don his chic tracksuit and set off for the nearby mosque. The head of his security detail had asked him more than once to put up a mosque inside the villa so that he could be more easily protected, but General Alwani refused. He liked to pray alongside everyone else, just like any ordinary person, so he'd crossed the street on foot, surrounded by four members of his guard who kept their eyes on the road, weapons poised to fire at any moment. At the door to the mosque, the guards split up, two staying outside while the other two stood inside, guarding him while he prayed. During those blessed, radiant moments, General Alwani would leave our world for another. A deep and genuine humility would flood over him. His guards and the other worshippers would disappear from before his eyes, and he would cease to think of his job, or his children, or his wife. Placing his shoes under his arm, like any other worshipper, he would walk, head bowed, to a distant corner, perform the two prostrations of greeting to the mosque, followed by two more in accordance with the Prophet's morning custom, and then continue uttering thanks to God and entreaties for forgiveness until the collective prayer commenced. Despite the pressing requests of the other worshippers, General Alwani always refused to lead them, insisting instead on praying in the back row, head bowed in submission, the tears often gushing from his eyes when the imam recited, in a sweet and melodious voice, verses from the Quran. Prayer liberated him, made him feel as though he were a new person. His soul became limpid, his worries drifted away, and a sense of serenity came over him, as though the prayer were a draught of cool water offered him when thirsty in the heat of the day. The world ceased to have any importance in his eyes and shrank to the size of a gnat's wing. He would wonder at men's struggles over their selfish interests, their panting after passing pleasures. Why all the scrapping and the competition? What was the point of all the lying, the envy, and the plotting? Were we not all merely travelers on the road? Were we not, in the end, all dead men? Would we not, one day, lay ourselves down in the moist earth while our souls ascended to their Maker, that He might hold us to account for our deeds? On that day, neither rank nor wealth will avail us, and naught will save us but good works.